This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began to do a devotional study of 2 Timothy 4, seeking to find answers to the questions who, when, where, why, what, and how. We answered the first three and began to answer the why question. There's an audience listening to what Timothy says and watching what he does. Number one in the audience is our God, even Christ Jesus. Ultimately, we are accountable to him for what we say and do. To emphasize this point, Paul added, "In view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge." Paul encouraged Timothy to live and serve to please Christ. Paul then describes another audience in verses 3 through 4. The time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Indeed, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. Now that's a tough audience to reach, and you will get a lot of negative feedback when you faithfully try to reach them with the truth. You can be sure they're watching and listening to see if they can discredit you in any way and use it to justify their indifference to the truth. They are a fickle religious audience who have a form of godliness but deny its power. There's also the unbelieving world that needs to be evangelized. You can be sure they'll watch and listen, some to respond positively to your message and others to debate, criticize, or reject it. Because of the audience already discussed, we need to heed Paul's challenge in this chapter.